your free online. Go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
32 years in the making and only getting better. 6 Mile is Aquina Festival is happening Saturday, May 21st on Main Street in downtown 6 Mile. Enjoy live music featuring Under the Sun Band, LC Branch, Dave Sherrup, and Luke Deuce. Food and craft vendors, a timed 5K and fun run, kids games, train rides, dance groups, and a special appearance by Cherokee Indians celebrating Princess Isaquina. All the festivities are free. Runs 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Visit 6 Mile Isaquina Festival. Facebook for details.
As I was being so rudely interrupted there at the top, I got the, I think the Nick Lavery phone number may have gotten cut off. So schedule your free consultation today. Schedule your free consultation today at 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com. That's Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, and you will thank me later. You know, a couple things on the Mets. How about this, Ramon, from Texter 398? I hate the Mets, but I have to give them to give them credit. They've a good all around quality team this year. It's going to be an exciting season. How about that, Ramona?
It's only been a month.
How about that? Why do you want to why do you desperately want my Mets to fail?
Because I love picking at you. It's obvious your hopes are getting up.
First of all.
Next thing you know, 2 months from now,
okay.
Dash.
Okay, no, first of all, that's all false, all right? There is nothing further from the truth than what you're trying to portray the situation as. Because it isn't you who picks on my Mets, it's me. No one has killed the Mets more than me. Nobody anywhere, not the most ardent Mets hater. No one has killed them more than me. I know where all the bodies are buried.
I did not say that not one time. I said, I can hear your hopes getting up.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's what I said.
Because for once, we look like a reasonable team. Texter said, Ramona said it's only been a month. He says, that's messed up, Walt. It is. But it is true, too. It is true. Again, I've seen the horror movie before. I know how it ends.
Jason always comes back.
Right. But I do think this is the best Mets team This is the best Mets team I've seen in a long time. I think they're going to continue to play pretty good baseball throughout the year. Look, ultimately, the one key is still DeGrom. I mean, if you were to add...
Did he have his MRI or whatever he was going to have? Nobody said?
Allegedly...
Uh-huh, what'd they say?
Allegedly, it showed that it was getting better, but it wasn't completely better. So that just means, well, we have another MRI on a different date.
Are you just doing a follow-up MRI?
Well, there will be.
Did he have surgery and all that?
No, there will be.
Oh, so they're just going to look at it and do nothing.
Yeah, there will be. Now, I will say this. If at any point... And this team is still playing well, you can add a healthy Jacob DeGrom to it, then good luck beating them.
They're going to wait till the World Series and then DeGrom has some surgery.
That's what they'll do. We'll see it. We'll see how it plays out. Tess said that's not entirely true. Well, Chipper Jones killed him a whole lot more than you ever did. Now, that's funny, but... That's sort of always been overblown. That guy pretty much killed everybody, hit basically the same against everybody else he hit against the Mets, but somehow has the reputation.
Chipper?
Yeah, somehow
has
the reputation.
I hurt my toe. What was his, was it a toe or a thumb?
He hurt his thumb, yeah.
Was it on his hotel bed? No, that was his back.
No, that's a different, that's a different issue. He hurt his back in a luxury hotel bed.
He was used to sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, that was, it was basically during that whole period when John Smoltz another legendary brand called him out. Said basically, he basically said, "Hey, bud, stop being a word I can't say on radio."
That's your hotel bed, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
especially a hotel that you can afford.
Yeah, I'm sure
the beds are really soft.
Right, that's messed up. You know, that's
what. But what was it? His thumb or his toe?
Thumb.
Yeah, that's right. He hurt his thumb.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna talk.
Oh. I had a piece of frozen chicken fall on my foot, and I walked it off.
Oh my God! It's the frozen chickens falling on the foot again. That's just. We still have no real explanation for that. We still have no. No, you're the only person in the history of the planet who got injured by a piece of frozen chicken.
Well, I explained it.
You explained it. You explained it to your satisfaction, not anybody else's.
I'm not going to explain it to somebody else's. Right. As far as I think it's a good explanation, then that's what we're going to go with.
So. Yeah, that's right. There's a good explanation for you being mortally wounded by a piece of frozen chicken falling.
No, it wasn't. That's my point. I walked it off. I was not mortally wounded.
You walked off a piece of frozen chicken.
Yeah, it hurt the top of my foot.
Now, you know, listen, had it been like a 22-pound butterball turkey, then you'd have a story.
Well, yeah, you know, then I would have been laying on the floor in the kitchen.
If you walked off a 22-pound frozen butterball turkey, you'd have a story. But a piece of frozen chicken?
Yeah, it hurt.
Yeah, you're not going to garner
this big.
Look at the little piece.
Okay,
now it's the biggest chicken in the history of the planet. Now it's a steroid chicken.
Okay, it wasn't as big as my hand. It was probably like Pickett hand. Okay, my hand's a little bigger than Kenny Pickett's hand.
That's just wrong. It probably wasn't as big. She was holding her hand up. She said, okay, it probably wasn't as big as my hand, but maybe Kenny Pickett's hand. That's 100% wrong. He's taking it from all places. I want to, before we get to this quarterback conversation, I want to touch on Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Jaguars, here's my contention. I think the Jaguars did more to help their young quarterback than any team I've seen in years, in every way, shape, or form. You know, first of all, they went out and got Doug Peterson, which Trevor Lawrence loves Doug Peterson, ex-quarterback, guys won a Super Bowl, knows what he's doing, you know, all those things. So I think that's the first help. And they put together a really elite, formidable offensive staff to help groom Trevor, quite honestly, and to get him better. He needs to play better. There were a lot of things that went wrong around him last year, but he also needs to play better. And they're making that clear to him. He's not getting babied in Jacksonville. He and the rest of his group in Jacksonville, they're not being sort of mistreated in the Urban Meyer style now. They're being coached up. And that's how you get better. And so that's happened. So that's the first thing. Then they went out in free agency and they spent a boatload of money, most of it on the offense. Some feel that they overspent and that they set, in so doing, they set this bogus wide receiver market that is killing teams right now. And there may be something to that. They may have paid Christian Kirk more than he was worth to anybody else in the open market. But make no mistake about it, Christian Kirk is a very good NFL slot receiver who, quite frankly, I think has a chance to be better in Jacksonville. They added Ingram. They added receiving weapons for Trevor Lawrence. Ingram is a 4-4-0 tight end and a guy you split out, you detach him, you create mismatches against safeties and linebackers with him. And the New York Giants just could not fairly utilize Ingram's talents. Now, Ingram had too many drops as well, but they just did not utilize his talents. And so they added a bunch of offensive weapons for Trevor Lawrence, and they enhanced the offensive line. The acquisition of Brandon Scherff was enormous. I mean, somehow somehow that story just has gone untold. And maybe people don't know who Scherff is or the significance of that move. But Brandon Scherff is one of the top two or three guards in the National Football League. I mean, Brandon Scherff was chosen with the fifth pick of round one by the Washington franchise. And obviously, you know, the Commanders now, but I was trying to remember when Scherff was picked, whether they were the Redskins at that point. But Scherff is a dominant player. And he's going to help that run game, and in so doing, it will help the pass protection. You've now locked up Cam Robinson at left tackle for another 3 years. The offensive line in Jacksonville is going to be much improved under this coaching staff and with the additions that they've made. These are just some of the additions they made in free agency. So they went into this draft now knowing that, hey, look, we have to fix the defense, all right? Whatever you believe about Trayvon Walker is an elite physical talent who plays with extreme violence. And that's going to be good for your football team, all right? Whether he turns into a double-digit sack guy, that remains to be seen. That was the part that wasn't knowable, all right? That's the part that if you're taking Trayvon Walker, you've got to project. Remember for like 2 weeks leading up to this draft, Ramona, what I said was these two guys were not utilized the same way. Hutchinson was freed up in a two-point stance to play on either side and play a sick and roll and go get the quarterback. That's how you wind up with 14 sacks. Trayvon Walker was largely playing out of a four-point stance. Frequently, his job was just to hold up, set a hard edge, hold up against the run, and he did a great job of stacking and shedding linemen with his 35-inch arms. That's one of the advantages that Walker has over Hutchinson, arms that are 3 inches longer than Hutchinson's. And again, that matters when you're going up against left tackles who have 35-inch arms. So Walker was not used the same way. It's very difficult to judge him. If you were going to draft Walker, the idea would be that, you know, he tested great athletically, he plays with great violence, and we're going to use him differently than Georgia did. We're going to make him a bigger pass rush threat by using him differently. And remember, this is the argument I made for like 2 weeks prior when I still would have taken Hutchinson, but that's the argument that I think is fair to make. Then remember, the day before the draft, Balky came out and made the same argument. He made the same argument the day before the draft. That's actually when I knew they were taking Walker. I still was not at all sure. I became pretty certain, and I officially changed my pick at home. I mean, no one knows this but me, but I changed my pick when I heard Balky start making that argument for Walker, because there was no reason for Balky to voice that argument if he was taking Hutchinson. The reason to voice that argument is you're going to defend a position that others find indefensible. In any case, if you use Walker, it's a projection because we haven't seen it. But if you use Walker how Michigan used Hutchinson, or how we suggested using him, in other words, turn him loose opposite Josh Allen. Josh Allen plays on the other side. That's Kentucky Josh Allen. He's an elite pass rusher. He had 7.5 sacks last year. He's a guy who can really get after the quarterback. If you use Walker in a similar manner to the way you use Josh Allen, and you turn both of them loose off both edges, I don't know how you block that. See, you can scheme against one pass rusher, one elite edge. You can scheme against that. You can't scheme against two of them. It's hard to scheme against two of them. And so whether it's Hutchinson or Walker, again, I would have taken Hutchinson. Every scouting system in the NFL would have taken Hutchinson. But Walker has immense physical ability and plays with great violence. You have to use him correctly, and then you hope that he has to produce the sack numbers. You have to hope that the athletic measurables and explosiveness produces the sack numbers. We're not done with Jacksonville. I want to talk about the rest of that draft and this statement I've made about no team has done more to help their young quarterback than the Jacksonville Jaguars have done now in the last calendar year, because I think what they've done is really remarkable, and there should be pretty quick transformation there now. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. They're the best in the industry. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience. No one can equal that. That's why Halt's your dealership alternative. Go read the reviews on Google and Yelp. They're all 5 stars. People talking about their professionalism, their honesty, their integrity. You've heard the unsolicited testimonies of people who have called this show. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. I'm sorry, you tell me who else does that. It's this kind of service. How about this for your May specials? All locations, cool down for summer at First Class Halt. AC Performance Diagnostic includes up to 1.5 pounds of Freon, AC Fan Operation Diagnostic, plus an AC Performance Test. Now only $189.95, was $249.95. Take advantage. Make sure your air conditioning is functioning when you go on a hot summer trip and suddenly the weather has turned hot. How about this? Anderson Cherrydale only. Michelin, $70 rebate with qualifying tire purchase. How about that? All locations, 10% off any major mileage service, 30K, 60K, 90K, etc. All locations. In honor of Memorial Day, First Class Halt will offer 10% off labor for those who have served and are serving in our military. We love that. Thank you for your service from First Class Halt. 3 locations to serve you: Greenville, Anderson, and the Cherrydale location. That's at 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, 864-214-4755, 864-214-4755. Quick break.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. No contracts, no pushy salesmen, and no beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
At AutoZone, we know that no two jobs are created equal. That's why we got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With our free same-day store pickup, you can grab what you need today and finish the job right. And with our free next-day delivery, you can get it delivered to your front door tomorrow and do the job in no time. Wipers starting to streak? It's probably time to replace your blades. We've got the quality products you need to see the road crystal clear. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
AutoZone. Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Spring is here and grass is growing. Be ready with a Toro mower from Landscapers Supply, the number one Toro mowers dealer in the Carolinas. See our selection of Toro commercial and residential mowers at one of our Landscapers Supply stores. So shop our Toro mower selection this spring or get service on your current Toro mower. Landscapers Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment. Easley, Greenville, Greer, Anderson, and Simpsonville. Online at landscapers-supply.com.
Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we celebrate all the moms in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of meaningful gifts for any budget. The perfect heirloom pieces to pass down to the next generation of moms. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for always putting everyone else first, for loving us unconditionally, and for setting a great example of who we want to be. This year, she deserves a gift that keeps giving, and at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, "Cheers, Mom," for all that you do and for who you are. Diamonds Direct. Get locations and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com.
Need more energy and drive? EC Sports Bulgarian Tribulus Testosterone Booster is formulated with ingredients proven to enhance strength, increase nitric oxide production, promote energy, and help increase stamina. This powerful natural testosterone booster will help you feel stronger, leaner, and increase vitality, and is backed by EC Sports money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. Go to UpstateMuscle.com, that's UpstateMuscle.com, and use code BEN for 20% off.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's bow time.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Of Tulip Roadrunners, we are back. Ramona, Tiger Bell Rachel says it was as big as Kenny Pickett had. This is why I love Ramona. Michelle says Ramona is savage. They both got little videos of people with tiny little
hands.
Oh,
no. Yeah. No. I started some.
That's 100%.
No, it was fun.
Yeah.
You got it, Matt.
Yeah. That's 100% wrong. All right. I'm being asked about Buffalo, too. But let me finish up with Jacksonville. I think, where did they go? Where did it go? Okay, here it is. So Trayvon Walker with the first pick, which I, you know, again, is that what I would have done? No. But I'll just repeat what I said leading up to the draft, that I love Trayvon Walker as a player too. And I think if you use him differently, I think you can get that athletic potential out of him. Again, it's a little more of a projection than Hutchinson, where you had seen it, which is why most scouting systems would not have advocated for this move. But I still think it's a move that can work. I love the second pick of the first round. I love the Devin Lloyd acquisition in Jacksonville. I think Devin Lloyd will be to that defense what Trevor Lawrence will eventually be to that offense. Devin Lloyd is going to be a leader of men. To my mind, in this round one draft, I think he's as big a culture changer as there was. Even though he's a little guy, I think N'Kobe Dean also qualifies as that. But I think Devin Lloyd is a guy who can change your culture. Three-down linebacker, good in pass coverage, really long arms. I think he changes who you are. So those two picks, Trayvon Walker, whether you agree with Walker at one or not, what you can't disagree with is he's an incredibly explosive, dynamic, and violent athlete who I think is going to be good in as long as they use him wisely. And then the Devin Lloyd pick is an absolute no-brainer to me. I thought Devin Lloyd could have gone in the top 10. It was just finding a fit for a linebacker in a game that has become more and more about nickel-based defenses and finding a fit for a three-down linebacker. Jacksonville, I think, changes their culture. And for a young team and a developing team and a team, honestly, looking for leadership, I think they just imported some. I think when you bring in Devin Lloyd, I think you have brought in a leader for your defense. And so that combination of Lloyd and Walker, now I'm excited. You come back with the first pick of round three, and you add Luke Fortner, the Kentucky center, a guy who was highly thought of. I think you have the value of a long-standing center quarterback relationship cannot be overstated. And so you bring in a young guy at center who's going to be a starter there for as long as Trevor Lawrence is, and you allow those two guys to grow together. Then they come back and they add Chad Muma. I had a couple people ask me about this on Twitter. They're like, why? Well, why do we bring another linebacker? Why? Is because he's a freak. Muma is athletic, aggressive, another leader, a great form tackler. Excuse me. You need linebacker play. You need good players. Chad Muma is that. Don't get confused because he came from Wyoming. This guy's a 4'6", 40 guy. Again, he's all over the field, great instincts, form tackler, instant starting quality player. I love the pickup of Chad Muma. Again, you did a ton of things to help your offense in free agency. You needed to help your defense in this draft, and these picks of Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma and Trayvon Walker have certainly done that. And again, you mixed in a little Luke Fortner to give your young quarterback a long-term starting center he'll grow old with. Beyond that, Snoop Connor, the Ole Miss running back, that's fine. I mean, add to the running back room. You have to see that Travis Etienne is healthy, and it's going to be interesting to see, by the way, how the new staff views Travis Etienne as compared to how the old staff did. The old staff appeared to view him as more of a receiver. It's going to be interesting to see how the new staff views him. Then, in the sixth round, you draft Gregory Jr. Gregory Jr. is a small school kid who I watched at the Senior Bowl. I was really impressed with him. I think he has the potential to be a long-term starting cornerback in the National Football League. I think Gregory Jr. in round six is a steal. And then you come back with Monteric Brown, another corner from Arkansas in round seven. All told, I think the Jags did really well for themselves. And through the entirety of the period, the switch in the coaching, and really the whole staff, the offensive additions in free agency, the primarily offensive additions in free agency, and the great defensive additions they made here, you can suddenly see a future for Jacksonville, where prior to this, there hadn't been one. Who else was I just asked about, Ramona? Buffalo?
Yeah.
Buffalo. Let's see what you did, Buffalo. Buffalo's problem, I can tell you, is I heard their management team discussing this. Oh, by the way, Buffalo is another team that thought, I know it was the media who thought that there were three quarterbacks going to round one. Oh, by the way, you know what? Hey, Doug Whaley, go ask the NFL how many quarterbacks they invited to the green room for round one, because it was the NFL who actually thought quarterbacks were going to round one. And oh, by the way, it was also the Buffalo leadership of one of the best football teams in the country, because I heard him say last night that they thought that there would be three quarterbacks go before they picked. Therefore, they thought there would be more available players on their board when they selected than they were able to choose from. So that wasn't a help to Buffalo. It seemed clear listening to that they made some moves that maybe they wouldn't have made. Regardless, they need a cornerback. And in Kyler Elam, they got a big athletic cornerback. Elam is 6'2", very athletic, went up against a lot of great receivers in the SEC. I think he needs to be more physical and run support, but I think he can play zone or press. I think he has real ability, and Buffalo, one of Buffalo's primary needs heading into this draft was corner. And they needed to improve the depth at that spot too. So, listen, this is a championship ready football team. This is a team that I think pretty clearly was the best team in the AFC last year. Now we'll have a new year and there'll be teams that look different, have made additions, subtractions, etc. But I think pretty clearly Buffalo was the best team. I think anybody who watched that Buffalo-Kansas City game knows that Buffalo was probably the better team and probably should have won that game and definitely would have won that game had the game been on a neutral field. So, listen, to my way of thinking and Vegas's way too, as you head into this football season, the team to beat in the AFC is the Buffalo Bills. It's our. I think that, oh, by the way, Ramona, you know who doesn't think that? Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf, who's in this business now, Ryan Leaf thinks that the Kansas City Chiefs are still the team to beat. Listen to this, Ramona. Remember Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf is the guy who has, oh, by the way, still works for the NFL radio, despite the fact that he previously had been arrested in three states.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they booted Gil Brandt out because they didn't like what he said in the wake of Dwayne Haskins' death. They thought his comments were insensitive, even though on at least three occasions...
They fired him?
They basically removed him from air. He does a 5 minutes here and there, but he's basically off the air. He was doing a regular show on NFL radio. He's basically been removed from there. But thank God, Ryan Leaf, who's been arrested in three states and allegedly once spit on a woman, thank God he's still working there. And thank God because we so value his opinions. I'm sorry. Has he gotten his life together? I have no idea. I'm not even willing to grant dude that. Go read what he was arrested for in the three states. I'm not granting that dude anything. But I bring it up, Ramona, because late last night, I just had it on as background noise. And Leaf was on. And his partner goes to him to comment on something. The partner lays out a whole thing about the Cleveland coaching situation and, whether Cleveland intentionally lost games or not, etc. He lays out like 5 or 10 minutes on the subject, and then he asks Ryan Leaf to comment on it. And as God is my witness, this is what Ryan Leaf says. He says, there's nothing but silence. And his partner's like, Ryan? So clearly they're not in the same room. And he goes, Ryan, do you have, and then you hear a sound from Leaf. You hear him say, And you're wondering, is dude having a stroke? You know, do we need to call the medics? What's going on? This guy says nothing. This live on air. He says nothing for like 5 minutes.
You're kidding.
And then he issues these little sounds. And then he said, oh, yeah, could you just, what was the last thing you said? The last sentence.
Oh, my gosh.
Again?
He wasn't paying any attention.
He had no idea what the topic was. He had no idea what the topic was. No idea what they were talking about. None of that. None of that.
What was he doing?
I don't know. Breaking into a neighbor's house.
Is that what he got arrested for?
Oh, he got arrested for lots of things. He got arrested for multiple things. One of them was breaking into a house of somebody that he knew for over drugs. That was one of them. But the California incident involved, I believe, a domestic violence case. You'd have to look that up. Allegedly.
I'm not shocked.
And I don't know what stuck. I don't know what stuck. But this is sort of the world we live in, where we can dump a 90-year-old guy because we don't like the insensitive nature of his comments regarding there are people who just don't understand who Gil Brandt is either. All his life, he's analyzed players and talents. All he's done. It's all he's done. So that's how he speaks. That's how he speaks. And people don't understand that. They don't understand who and what he is and what he does. They think he's just some common Joe who has no clue. That's not what he does. The guy just is a straight shooter. He's always called it the way he has, always. And within the things he said after the death of Dwayne Haskins, at least two times, and I believe three times, he said it's always tragic when a 24-year-old loses his life. But no one wanted to hear that. They wanted to focus on the rest of it. But the point is that words got Gil Brandt bumped. Words. Meanwhile, the same place is employing a guy who was arrested in three states. That makes sense, right? And last night on radio gave you 5 minutes of silence and then some sound effects and had no idea what the topic...
Man.
And the thing is, his partner had gone on the subject for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he could at least gotten a word out of it.
Right. Something. It was all about Hugh Jackson. It was all about Hugh Jackson.
Did he want him to repeat everything he just said?
Yeah. Yeah. He was looking for a hint.
10 minutes.
He was looking for a hint of some sort. But yeah, it's about as embarrassing as anything I've heard on air. Mike Francesa has fallen asleep on air. Three or four times.
Well, you know, we've had people fall asleep on air.
He's the host. You understand the distinction between...
Yeah, dude.
You understand the distinction between a guy who has a sleep issue?
Yeah,
it's always one person. It's the same person who has a medical issue. Frances has fallen on air as host multiple times. But at least he's a competent host when he's awake. You know what I mean? At least he knows what's going on when he's awake. That's actually more understandable to me. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop. Slam. Shake. Silence. Drop. Slam. Shake. Silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Do you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. You'll find dazzling jewelry guaranteed to make her smile on a special occasion or just because. Stunning silver and gold, gems and diamonds, earrings, watches, and so much more. Choose a wedding band as beautiful as she is and as bold as you. Plus, Turner's can custom create any piece for your lifestyle. Find the sparkle in every moment online at turnersjewelers.com or stop by Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
I'll dip to the Red Rage. We are back. The Mets, I think, had a 5-1 lead. It's cut to 5-4. I believe, I'm not positive of this. I'm looking at a box score without really any information. Can't really call what I'm looking at a box score. Other than I can see the what the batters have done. And Olsen has 3 RBIs, and the Braves scored 3 times in the top of the 5th. And I see Olsen with a run, a hit, et cetera, RBIs at bat. So I'm guessing that he had a 3-run home run in the top of the 5th to cut this thing to 5-4. That'd be my guess, although I have no confirmation of that. So, yeah, the Braves trying to rally, apparently still batting in the top of the 5th. Having scored 3 runs again, presumably, and you Braves fans help me if I'm wrong. Did Olsen hit a 3-run home run in the top of the 5th? Lumbee, I'm coming right to you. Let me just quickly wrap up. Oops. Ooh, it was Buffalo we were doing. All right. On Buffalo, I like the Kyrie Elam pick. They need an athletic corner. I like the James Cook pick. I had James Cook going in that exact range. I had him going in the 60s. I think his versatility, particularly his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, will give Buffalo a little more juice out of that position. So I like that pick. The Terrell Bernard pick, you know, Bernard is sort of an undersized linebacker. I was surprised that he went in the first 3 rounds. But he's very athletic. It'll be interesting to see how he develops. Khalil Shakur, the 5th round pick, is a pick I like. I thought Buffalo might add a receiver in this draft. I like that pick in that 5th round. Shakur is also a leader. He's a really smart young man. There's a lot to like about him, both on and off the field. So I like that pick as well. They drafted Punt God out of San Diego State. Matt Araiza, that became a real subject of debate during the draft because when your nickname is Punt God, you expect to be the first.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, you expect to be the first punter chosen. Well, he averaged over 50 yards a punt during the season, which he recorded the highest punt average for a season ever.
Did he really?
And there were people who thought he would go as high as round 2. But in round 4, I believe it was 3 other punters went off the board before him. And so the fans of Punt God, were angered.
They were upset.
They thought Punt God might unleash his wrath on them. On those who failed to choose him. The reason that they didn't take him earlier, I can tell you, the reason is they think he punts the ball too far. Now, I know this sounds...
Will you explain that?
I'm glad you asked.
Good.
In the NFL, you have to be concerned with hang time on your punts. You have to allow the coverage unit to get down. The ball has to be kicked high enough to allow the coverage team to kick down. When you actually study Punt God, he has a lot of sort of line drive punts that go these insane distances, but... If you outkick your coverage and you don't have a lot of airtime on those punts, they're going to be brought back for long distances too.
Right. So he's not really.
Yeah, I think the question with him is, do they think he can get enough hang time, airtime on his punts to justify his selection? But that's why, for those upset that Punt God did not go earlier. Christian Benford, the cornerback out of Nova, pretty good player on that level. And they came back and took Baylen Specter from Clemson in round 7. You know, we really haven't spoken about Baylen, but Baylen played really well all year. Yeah, he's a little undersized, etc., but he played really well. He demonstrated his athletic ability on the field all year long, and then he tested really well to connect the dots to it, and that's what got him drafted. You know, he's got a shot there. I know people think, no, but Baylen Specter has a shot to actually stick on a roster and play in the National Football League because of his athleticism. So we'll see. All told, you know, look, given where they were drafting, I think it was a pretty pretty decent draft for Buffalo, but I'm not sure they necessarily got the pieces they wanted either. So I think from a Buffalo standpoint, I believe I give it a B minus. I know there are people asking for others. I'll get to them. I know there are people asking for the Chiefs, etc. Seattle, I promised, and there are several others that people are asking about right now. Lumby, in fact, he's asking about Detroit. Lumby, how are you, Lumby?
Hey, how's it going, Walt?
Good. Good to have you.
Good. I'm certain that you know who I'm going to talk about with the draft. But you know, I thought the Lions did a pretty good job. I mean, you know, good for Brad Holmes. I mean, it's the best draft we've probably had in years. I did like the third-round pick of the Kentucky Edge guy. I mean, I know it's a great story and everything. I might have gone Malik Willis there. I'm serious. I really would have. But or either the Muma guy from Wyoming. Love that guy. I was hoping to see him go to the Lions. But just kind of curious on your thoughts. I don't think the first round could have worked out any better for the Lions than it did. But
I think you come away with from the first round with, in theory, the best edge rusher, best pass rusher in the draft, and best wide receiver in the draft. So you come away with those two pieces in round one, and no matter what you do from the rest of the draft, you get an A-minus just for that. I like the Josh Pascal pick more than you. I think he's a real tough physical guy, more athletic than people realize. He's exactly the type of guy you need, I think, to build your team on the line of scrimmage. Kirby Joseph, the safety from Illinois, there was no clocking on him. Otherwise, he might have gone higher. He did have a 38-inch vertical, if I remember. But Kirby Joseph is a really talented football player. He should start in Detroit from day one. James Mitchell, Virginia Tech, the tight end, not a bad player. I think the Malcolm Rodriguez pick with the first pick of the sixth round, Rodriguez was a tackling machine.
Well, I was
going to
get to that.
Yeah, he was a tackling machine with Oklahoma State. You just have to figure out where you're going to play him and how you're going to use him. Is he a strong safety? Is he an outside linebacker? You know, because he's a bit of a tweener from a size standpoint, but from a leadership and intangible standpoint and tackling machine standpoint, this is the kind of guy you want to add to your roster. So I was good with that. And the last two picks, Houston and Lucas, are just sort of, you know, throw-ins. We'll see whether they turn out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But overall, I really like love the Rodriguez pick. I'm sure he'll be a special teams guy until they figure out what he's going to be. But
yeah, from day one, he'll be a special teams demon until you figure out how to use him.
But if you're trying to draft character guys, which Brad Holmes stated that he was, athletic character guys, you hit it out of the park here. I mean, I know we're not going to compete for titles, but my God, as a Detroit fan, if we could just win six games, I'd be happy. And I think we're trending in the right direction for it. But you know, I give them a solid B plus, maybe even an A. I mean, it's in my opinion the best overall draft we've had in a long time. But I love talking to you, Walt. Try to get in more, but looks like your Mets are going to win game one here because Charlie Morton sucks out loud this year. But
it's still early.
And I'm a huge, huge Buck Showalter fan. Gosh almighty, that's what the Mets have needed. Old school.
We haven't had a manager in forever. We haven't even had anything that looked like a manager. So we got a guy who knows baseball finally.
Yeah. You got a guy now. He's not going to pull no punches, not with his own players, certainly not with anybody else. I love that guy. Yeah. I've been a baseball fan for years. He's one of my favorite guys. If DeGrom, if the training staff for the Mets keep DeGrom halfway healthy, you know, they might win the division by 10 games. But, you know, I don't know what will happen. I'm still kind of leaning toward the Braves till they can prove they can knock them off. But the Mets have been fun to watch. I watch a lot of baseball. I love watching the Mets when they're good.
That's right. Let's go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets. Have a good one.
Thank you, Lumby. Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap does it all from a roofing standpoint. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They helped Ramona. They helped Sales Air David. They helped almost everybody at the station. It's just a matter of degrees. But Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. That's Gilstrap Roofing. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Full service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. It's Gilstrap Roofing. 864-269-1232. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Or online at gilstraproofing.com. Quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday and Tuesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Get that weight off and keep it off with our new peptide weight loss plans. ED problems? We can help. Get unlimited ED meds for an extra $100 a month or try the P-Shot combined with our shockwave therapy. Get your alpha back. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel. Quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It's bow time. Help support Folds of Honor and Grandma Limited Edition Camo Big Bow Box with 8 pieces of